Yeah, like my brother. When I was a little older, I told my aunt Beth that I was going to marry into money. I guess you could call student loans kind of money. It took me a long time to decide what I wanted to do with my life. But by the time I was an adult, I knew who I wanted to be. I wanted to be a woman like my mother, like my aunts, and like my Nana. My Nana lived her life in all the ways I want to live mine. She had enormous strength, raising 5 children, always being there for her grandchildren, and keeping up with whatever she took on, from baseball scorekeeper to running breakfast at Wimbledon. She lived with a sense of fun and adventure, and not just in the big things, like traveling the world and seeing everywhere from Russia to New Zealand, but in the little things, like the tennis club and golfing, doing puzzles and entertaining friends and family with endless rounds of Wahoo and Phase 10, a game that proves that no matter how much it drove her nuts, she would always make it fun for you. But more than all of that was how Nana lived her life full of love. It amazes me how such a small woman could make you feel so secure. I remember climbing out of the Lake Simcoe, getting wrapped up tight in a towel and handed a beef a puff. I remember a very nervous Nana hiding behind my great brother Doug as I got my ears pierced at age 6. She was much more scared than I was. I remember her face in the audience at musicals, concerts, graduations, and getting letters when she couldn't be there. I remember a very nervous Nana making me lean down so she could pull the seatrest down in the back seat and check on the very excited and happy kid who was riding in the trunk. Most of all, I remember Nana coming to say goodnight to me. I would be settled into the pantry at Lagoon City, and Nana would come in and give me a hug and a kiss and a back rub and tell me she loved me oodles and poodles. I knew there was no love bigger or safer than oodles and poodles. If someday someone says about me what I want to say about Nana, I'll know that I've been successful in my life in all the ways that really matter. My Nana was kind, warm, caring, strong, fun, intelligent, beautiful inside and out. Most of all, she was one of the most loving people I've ever known. I love you oodles and poodles, Nana.